All right, today's kind of a rant, a video I'm going to do, and man, it's just irritating me that I get calls on this stuff all the time, and I want to address these things in a video and a video form. And people really take this case law stuff, and they're not reading it. They're listening to what Joe Schmo said and repeating it without looking at the facts of what is being discussed. Believe it or not, folks, there are people educating police officers out there who don't know what they're talking about. Okay. And that's on every level. There's other police officers that are educating police officers on things they have no idea about. There are assistant prosecutors who are clueless teaching cops how to do the wrong things. There are canine guys showing up to jobs who pretend like they're APs. I just don't understand, like, what's the mentality here? So let's talk about a few things. First one is, when you go somewhere and you hear something that may sound a little strange to you or a little weird, you may want to say, hey, where does that come from? Do you have that on paper? I'd like to see it in writing. So when guys call me like, oh, we can't, you know, guy calls me recently. He's like, oh, you know, we were just told that when a canine indicates on a car, that's RAS, it's not PC for like to search the car. And I'm like, okay, where'd you hear that? He's like, well, I was just told that. I'm like, cool. Were you told that by the Supreme Court of New Jersey, the Supreme Court of the United States? Does that take away? Do you have a memo or a general order from your prosecutor's office? Because you have to listen to these people. But it doesn't mean it's true because you heard it. Always, always ask. Show it to me on paper. You know, listen, I'm always comfortable and humble to that. Maybe I'm wrong about something. And if I am, I promise you I will come on here and I will address it and I will recorrect it. But I'm pretty sure I got a good grasp on things. So the things that I hear about is guys showing up to updated search and seizure things. And I'll give you an example. We had a recent class, I'm not going to say where with who. And guys, my phone's ringing off the hook. Hey, we're in this class, they're saying this. And I'm like, how? How are these people being allowed to teach? Finds out later on that they admitted that they may have been somewhat mistaken. Couldn't have been 100% fault. Do they go and tell the 80 to 100 guys that they were teaching that they were wrong? Nope. Nope. Because they can't be. It's a crazy. So now you send out a bunch of people to include supervisors with the wrong information, and then they're telling their guys what they can and can't do, and it's wrong. And what happens is criminals get away with things. Internals get sustained. It's crazy. So that's gripe one. Just look for it. The best thing about my training is, like, I'll tell you about it, and then you don't believe me. You think I'm full of shit. You can click the thing. You can click the link, and you can read the case yourself. I just give you the abbreviated version. I'm like Cliff Notes. Okay, that's it. I try to translate it into more English. Guys are like, oh, I don't understand what this means. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me explain what the court's saying in this. Sometimes I'll have guys show up to court class and like, well, hey, bro, like, this is, read this. And I'm like, yeah, it's exactly what I said. They're like, oh, all right. Okay, all right. Well, my boss wanted you to read this. I'm like, does your boss understand what this says? Does he get what this means? I'm not here to create friction. I'm here to try to get everybody on the right page. Like, that's all. I'm not trying to. I have people tell me like, oh, the bosses think I'm anti-administration. I'm not. Like, I want you to learn so your department can run smoother. Like, yeah, I'm just a dude. But these things that I'm talking about, a lot of people don't know. So that's my first gripe. If you hear something that sounds strange, i.e. a canine indication doesn't allow you to search a car. It doesn't give you PC. Let me just turn the volume off on my phone. Doesn't allow you to search a car. Then you should... let me just turn this off. Hold on one second, guys. I'm sorry. My apologies. You should really be looking into that. Because let me tell you something. Let's talk about that real quick. U.S. versus Place, 1983, where the Supreme Court of the United States federal government adopted police dogs as good positive indications will establish probable cause. Cool. Is there a New Jersey case law on it to verify the dog? No, they've adopted the U.S. Supreme Court case. But let's think about this, guys. Do you know how many guys, people show up, the dog shows up, and they start searching the car? It's 2017. We're over 2 years past William Witt when the dogs came back into play. All these cases go through court. people plead guilty, they go to trial, they lose. And it's all with the dog showed up, the dog indicate, people searched, and the search was good. Where do people get off saying that this is a problem? Who has run across this as a problem? Please let me know. I'd love to just send me stuff to read so I don't have to, so I can say, oh, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't be telling people when a dog indicates on a car that you can search it. Crazy. Just nuts, man. It drives me nuts. I'm freaking at the gym. I was this morning when I heard some bullshit. Oh, I was hot. But anyway, the second thing is when canine guys out there and people who are in charge of canine people, when an agency calls you and says, unless you have an SOP that requires you to get some kind of background of what's going on the three towns over on their traffic stop, and they're calling you for a canine, these guys will call somebody's headquarters and like, hey, we need a dog out here. And they have a sergeant or a lieutenant get on the air and go, what do you guys got out there? I got a car that needs to get sniffed. You have a dog that we don't have. That's what I have out here. Why do we have to put things past other people from other agencies, supervisors, to get approval to use their dog, unless it's required, unless there's an SOP or something like that? But when did the Supreme Court of New Jersey make it a requirement that you had to run your case past Lieutenant Smith from three towns over, who actually has a dog, to make sure that you have enough reasonable suspicion to call for it? Didn't your supervisors tell you it's okay to call for that dog? Don't you have enough time on the job or experience to know that you can call for that dog when you have reasonable suspicion and maybe they're denying consent? So canine guys, when you're showing up, you don't need to know either. Okay, I talked to a canine guy the other day. He's like, dude, I'd never ask. Second of all, when your dog indicates, you don't have to go for a search warrant. Canine guy, you know who you are in North Jersey. Stop telling people that, because they call me and then I'm like, what are you talking about? Stop using canine terms. We don't need to hear about there's residual odor. Is there an indication or is there not an indication? That's it. They're calling you. They have a stop. I had a guy show up to my job one time. He's like, what do you got here? I'm like, yeah, we got a car that needs to get sniffed. He's like, yeah, but what do you got? I'm like, dude, what difference does it make? I know your agency doesn't do any traffic stops. Just run the dog around the car and let him sniff the car. Let me know if there's drugs in the car. That's it. We don't have to go through this. Okay. So it's a rant, right? I'm just trying to get everybody corrected. So stop. Stop with your big heads, your big egos. Let's all have a little humility and try to learn the right things and work together. So let's stop with the bullshit in this industry. It's disgusting. I got to hear these phone calls all the time. Like, open your mind. Hey man, you got a lot of power. The real step up when you become a supervisor somewhere. Like, let's stay humble to where we were, supervisors. Let's stay humble. I don't like the way, hey, nobody's going to this guy's training. Listen to the way he talks on his Facebook things. That's your boss. Like, that's your boss. That's the guy. This is what you're doing for your guys. Sorry, I'm calling you to the plate. I'm calling you up. My bad. You know, is there times where I talk like this in my class and there's people who, from administrative levels who are like looking at me like I have five heads? I'm sorry if that's you, but guess what I get on the other end? I get sergeants and lieutenants who come to me and go, dude, I couldn't agree with you more. I am humble. I work for my guys. A lot of good bosses out there. If you're not, you better check yourself and get with the program. Learn this stuff. Get good. Your men depend on it. It's not just a pay increase or you don't have to work midnights anymore because you're the administrative sergeant now. Okay. It's a pay increase. Let's learn about how to be supervisors and leaders, not a dickhead or not somebody who doesn't want to listen to what else other people are learning. Okay. I'm just saying this because it's for me. I've lived it. I've been there. Okay. So I don't want to hear your goddamn excuses about, well, you weren't a supervisor when you left. Let me tell you something. Like, in the capacity that I was working, I was pretty much kind of a supervisor. So don't think people would consult with me on a supervisory level. And I was getting promoted when I did leave the police department, had to retire because of my injury. So that's today's rant. Just stop with this stuff. It has to be addressed. I can't get phone calls about these things all the time anymore. I just want everybody to get on the same page. So hopefully everybody learned something there. And if you guys need anything, I'll come back with some more good material. We'll see how long I get to leave this video before it starts really having like negative adverse effects. But fuck it. See you later.